University. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Looking at some of what's happening already, how is it we see the police, the Australian Federal Police, already able to make some of these requests before any of these kinks have been ironed out?
Yeah, look, it is highly unusual. So what we saw last year was the telecommunications and other legislation amendment bill go through Parliament, and it was signed off, and it contained a number of important, I guess, additions to investigative tools. But if you look at the background of that, part of the reason that the law enforcement wanted these laws were, the use of encrypted technologies by terrorist and criminal groups is presenting an increasing challenge to them. There was some claim made that over 90% of the telecommunications information that they're intercepting now, the AFP said 90% of those have got some form of encryption. So that's kind of the background of why this bill went into place. And there's two major components to it. One is implications for technology companies. Another implication is there's increased penalties for individuals who don't hand over their passwords, et cetera, to the police when they're conducting investigations. And they can now face up to 10 years imprisonment for not giving those passwords. But to go back to, I guess, the technology companies, there's three main areas they now have to cooperate with the police or law enforcement areas. They can have a technical assistance request, as you mentioned, where a company can choose to voluntarily help the law enforcement agency and give details as required. If that doesn't work, then there can be an issuance of a technical assistance notice where the company is required to assist the law enforcement agency, so the notice requires that. The third one is quite unique, and it's talking about a technical capability notice where a company is required to actually build in new technology or new function to actually assist police. Underpinning that is a kind of a safeguard that they're not going to force companies to break encryption. However, some of the criticisms from the company is that, well, to basically succeed in doing what the police want or the law enforcement agencies, they will have to weaken encryption to do that.
This is basically building a back door into these programs.
Yeah, certainly it is. And I mean, the concern of, major companies, and if you have a look at the parliamentary website that's leading the inquiry into this, there's been over 100 submissions. And, you know, we've seen companies like Apple, Facebook, Google, et cetera, put forward submissions. And they are highlighting what you said, that, you know, there's systemic effects to doing this type of stuff. In fact, you are providing a master key that can be used over and over and over by, criminal groups, et cetera. They highlighted that, you know, for example, in 2016, Apple and the FBI went to court in the US over a request by the FBI to break the encryption on their phone, and Apple challenged it. Ultimately, it didn't get decided in court because the FBI found another way to do it. But what one of the concerns that those companies have raised is that because we're part of the Five Eyes intelligence community, if we here put in place a requirement for Apple to build in this technology, it's quite possible that the US will merely make a request of an Australian authority to access the information, and they will do it through the back door. So they see implications there for, the information economy. It is built on strong encryption, et cetera. And there's also the argument that, when you're talking about privacy and free expression, given the fact that we do so much of our life on social media and technology and those type of devices now, that it's forming part of our, privacy, and encryption is a major part of that.
And obviously one of the key concerns, if you trust your government, if you trust your law enforcement to always do the right thing, all the same, a lot of concerns are being raised that by putting a backdoor in, that will make it exploitable by others, by criminals, by hackers. Is that a reasonable concern, you think?
Yeah, look, it is. I mean, once you weaken a system, the weakness is there. I mean, it may be the law enforcement say, oh, well, we'll be the only people using it. But one thing they highlight, the companies, is that they have to build what they call exceptional access. So that would be for law enforcement to, if they build a capability, law enforcement to get in there. And they used one example, there were over 15,000 sheriff and police departments in the US. So, they highlighted that in Australia, there are a number of law enforcement agencies that have a number of personnel. So how do you decide who has access? How do you control that access, given the fact that every state has a different police service? We're talking about ASIS, ASIO, the Australian Signals Directorate, the AFP. So there's concerns about that. There's also concerns about a lack of independent overview. So the Director General of Security or the head of an interception agency can issue a technical assistance notice, and the Attorney General can issue a technical capability notice if he's satisfied that it's reasonable and proportionate. Now, there's no independent overviews. Generally, when you go and get a search warrant or something like that, you go before a independent person like a Justice of the Peace or a magistrate, and they will issue it. Their concern here is that you have one government body appealing to essentially another part of the government body to issue these, you know, quite imposing orders.
And obviously we know this was, a product of the coalition government that was helped ram through by Labor last year. Labor cited a bunch of concerns, but they voted on this one anyway. And now a lot of the tech industry figures that have come out in criticism, they are proposing amendments, but at the same time, there seems to be an indication, there's a fear that those amendments will not be heard and will not be made in any way, shape or form. What do you think is the most pressing issue we need to be looking at in terms of amending this legislation?
Well, I think some of the things that need to be looked at is, firstly, the law shouldn't be actually being used until this review is completed. I mean, it's like, you build a car, you're not sure if it's actually safe when you're out driving it. So I don't know why on earth we're actually using these laws prior to establishing that they're effective and prudent. I think one of the major issues to look at is, what is the financial cost involved in this for the technology companies? If they create these capabilities, what is it going to cost them to do that? And what is the potential cost if someone does hack in and gets that, and someone then can access every iPhone in the world due to a capability built for law enforcement purposes? The other issue, I think, is the lack of independent review and monitoring. Whenever you're putting these kind of laws into place, there's a tension between, community welfare, which is built around the arguments of we're targeting, serious crimes like terrorism, pedophilia, etc. And often we get carried away, I guess, with the emotive aspects of those crimes, and we forget about some of the underlying principles of our justice system and, the rights of each individual to behave autonomously. So to counteract that, when you're going to give police or law enforcement strong powers, you must put in place strong safeguards. And they include things like ensuring transparency, ensuring that there's accountability and good governance, and that there's some kind of independent review monitoring mechanism. Now, that is lacking from this law at this point in time. And I guess to go back to your previous question, unfortunately, when you give these good or strong powers or tools to investigative bodies, they can be misused. And we saw with the metadata laws that came in some years ago, within a couple of months of those laws coming in, the AFP had, without a lawful search warrant, access to the metadata of the journalist. So, there is a need to ensure that appropriate behaviours are conducted by law enforcement agencies when using these powers, if we're going to allow them to have them.
Well said, Terry. Thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us this morning, having a chat with us about this one.
Yeah, thanks, John.
That was Associate Professor